Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Twin Flame Radio. Peace, family. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my co-host, the God himself, Chris Enlighten. Chris, say what's up to the family.
Peace and love, everybody. This is the God, the man, the king, Chris Enlighten from Cincinnati. This is going to be a good show tonight. Ooh, we got some good juice for you today, family.
Mm-hmm. But before we go in on that, let's talk about, you know, this beautiful weekend that we had so far. I will everyone else had a beautiful weekend because I know we did.
Oh, man, we had a beautiful weekend. Yesterday I was just busy from 9 a.m. until 2 a.m. nonstop, just hustling and bustling. Today I spent the whole day with my beautiful wife and daughter on the town, in the sun gazing, eating delicious Vietnamese food. Just, we had a ball today.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got home and we're ready for the show.
Ready to get it in.
Mm-hmm. So we do.
So, family, today our show is going to be about maintaining your light during negative times.
Mm.
Now, we all know about all the drama and the craziness and just the injustice and everything that's just been going on lately. We're all aware of it. And it's easy to get caught up in the things that are going on. You know, before we even go that far, you know, we lost a lot of, you know, valuable lives over the past couple of days. And I think we need to show respect to those people. So if we could just give them a quick moment of silence. Peace and blessings be with them.
You know what I'm going to start doing is every day when I wake up, just give a moment of silence for all the people whose lives have just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Because for so many times we forget about the people that die on a regular. Because the news and everything, Facebook and all that tell you it's a lot of senseless killing out there. A lot of senseless killing going on every day, fam. So
every day
I'm going to take about 30 seconds of my day to show a little extra love. You know what I mean? So,
and, you know, we're enlightened people,
mm-hmm.
you know. So being enlightened, your sensitivity is on, like, a different level. You know, you pick up on things. You know, things that normally didn't affect you as much really hit you hard. So for the enlightened people out there, you know, this has probably been a really hard time for us to kind of feel out, you know, what exactly are we supposed to be doing? Because if we're enlightened, we're gods, we're not supposed to care about this. We're supposed to turn a blind eye, and we're supposed to, you know, be strong and be bright and, you know, but that human side of you can't help but to be like, whoa, this is some messed up stuff that's going on out here.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot of souls out there hurting right now. We know a lot of people, a lot of family members that just can't find a break away from all the negativity being thrown in their faces. So today we'll make you aware of some of the triggers that cause you to react towards negativity and give you an enlightened perspective on what to do to keep your light and your vibe high.
Yeah, because here at Twin Flame Radio, we're all about peace. We're all about love.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
We're about laughing.
Mm-hmm.
We're about having a good time. You know, so we don't have no time for all this.
This ain't no sad show now, family.
We don't do sad shows
here. We talk about sad things with a jovial vibe.
There you go.
Boom. Playing with that negativity around. Chill.
Right.
It's 7 o'clock on Sunday.
We don't do negative.
Man, I want to see y'all teeth, Izzy, even if I can't see them. Oh, I'm wrong. Man.
All right, so let's get this thing going. So, you know, like we said, we have to touch on, before we can kind of go into things that, you know, you can do to maintain your light and the things that you're going to feel and the effects that you're going to go through, I think we first need to kind of address what the true nature of this whole thing that's going on with us.
Mm, that's a good one right there, babe. I think, I know a lot of people have been inboxing me, calling me, talking about how mad they were, and I came up with the conclusion that it's time that we just let the negativity go, because there's some entities and forces out there that are actually feeding off of all that negativity.
Mm.
They're controlling us for a reason, and what we got to do is put down a remote, take the batteries out the remote,
mm-hmm.
and just not let it affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the big picture. You know what I mean, fam? I mean, unfortunately, there was some unfortunate death that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's unfortunate death that happens every day around here.
And I don't think a lot of people really understand how much death happens.
They don't.
You know, we hear about the, you know, the police brutality, the injustice of the melanated people, the, you know, black people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible. It's horrible to hear about anyone who, especially someone who's able to take advantage of the law, mm-hmm. and bring the law to their advantage or whatnot, and they're just, you know, carelessly just taking lives without a thought of who these people are, who they mean to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's, that's just a small smidget. Important, I'm not taking away from it. It's very important. Anyone who has lost their life due to the nature of, you know, someone abusing their figure or their position, their power,
mm-hmm.
I think that's horrible. But I think any death is horrible. And there's other deaths that occur that outweigh the amount of deaths that happen by police brutality, mm-hmm. and injustice. You know, some examples would be abortion.
We're talking about millions annually.
We're talking about a lot.
We're talking about violence.
Black on black crime.
You know, another name for it. Yeah, you know, crime in general.
Or crime in
black
general. It's a lot of death. And although what happened was awful,
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I think that we're being triggered to put a lot of emotion and feelings and fear and hate and you know, anger and everything into this little smidget of death that's going on. And when I say smidget, people, I don't mean to put it down like it doesn't mean anything or anything like that. What I mean is that a small fraction of the deaths that go on, mm-hmm. on the daily.
Right. Well, one thing that we want to do is give you guys some advice and some other insight on what to do. So one thing that I like to do in these times right now is maintain my inner peace. Mm-hmm. That's one jewel that everyone needs to do right now. Whenever you hear negativity, try not to allow it to affect you. Try to stay indifferent in situations.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself out of it. You got anything to say about that, Ben?
You know, when all this stuff was going on, well, first off, we don't watch the news in our house. You know, so my daughter came home and she told me about it. And she was like, "Mom, did you hear about this shooting and what happened?" And I was like, "No, did it happen here?" And she was like, "I don't know where it happened, but it happened somewhere." And
mm-hmm.
she was like, "Look it up." And I was like, "Eh, I'm okay." You know, and as much as I, you know, tried to avoid it, it found me anyway. It was
mm-hmm.
all over social media. Everyone was talking about it. And I get it. I even got caught up in it for a quick second. I had to take myself out of it, like, whoa. But, you know, you have to, yeah, like you said, take yourself out of the picture. And I know that's hard, but,
Yeah, I like to look at issues like that from an overview perspective versus a, you know, a personal perspective. You know, I like to look on top of situations so I can see all angles and just, again, stay indifferent. Not let it to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way that I like to deal with things. And, you know, I'm consciously aware of the domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
And man, right now the dominoes are just running down fast. You know, you stack a domino up, you hit one, and just keep hitting the other ones, and then just keep on going indefinitely. And that's what happens when negativity comes in your perspective.
So what can you do to avoid that whole domino effect? What can you do to you know, avoid that? You see the domino in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You see it's trickling down. It's coming down your way. What do you do? It's like a train and you're stuck.
Well, one thing, family, whenever you hear negativity and you share it, you're contributing to the domino effect.
Mm.
You're giving it momentum.
Mm.
What I like to do is first choose not to be a domino. I ingest the negativity and then I categorize it. I don't let it consume me.
I like that.
You like that?
I do, because, you know, I try to look at things when it happens. You know, it happened, I'm mad,
mm-hmm.
and then I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happened, I'm sad, I let it go. You know, I'm not saying that it doesn't mean anything or it has any less value, but it's only going to cause damage to me,
mm-hmm.
if I let it just fester and pick
mm-hmm.
at me and eat at me. It's like old food in the refrigerator.
Mm.
It starts to stink and it eats you up.
It's rot.
You rot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I'd like to do instead of being a domino, I choose to be the domino picker up. I like to pick people up.
You are. You do like to pick people up.
I'm always saying, someone come at me with something negative, I give them some light in their situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whatever light that they need to hear, I give it to them just to get their mind off of the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just being aware of the domino effect in itself, not being a domino, choosing not to gain momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be a domino picker-upper.
Mm-hmm.
That will change your perspective on a lot of things, family.
Mm-hmm.
I see some people that's been on the spiritual path for years succumbing to this.
Mm-hmm.
We were downtown Cincinnati today at the market.
Oh, wow, yeah.
My wife was eating a delicious, the best egg roll in the city. And, you know, someone that we once looked up to as a spiritual advisor came over and just had the whole negative you on her face. My wife trying to sun gaze and eat her and eat her chicken egg roll. And
I'm up here soaking up the sun, family. I got my camera out doing my solar work. I'm communicating with the sun, and she's just ruining my time.
Well, I wouldn't say ruining our time.
My time.
Well, your time has been ruined, but I chose to be a domino picker. Did you peep that?
You know, you were.
I was.
And what I chose to do was zone you guys out.
That's what
you
did. Hey, that's another topic. That's something we can talk about later.
Uh-huh.
Zoning. That's good.
Zone out.
If you don't have
zone out.
Learn to zone out. Learn to zone out. When someone's talking to you, try it.
I do it all the time, Sam.
All the time.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah, me, your daughter, yourself. You're a zoner. You're a natural born zoner.
I am a zoner.
Jeez, seven.
Hey, man, I'll be talking about sevens.
Well, the other thing, what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
This tip right here is something that is innate in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't live without this. And that's joy. Increasing your joy.
Joy.
You
shout out to the masters.
Yeah, shout out to the masters. But you got to increase your joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes, I know it sounds a little crazy, fam, but I don't care. I just start laughing for no reason. And I laugh, and I try to laugh so much that the neighbors hear me laughing. I want it to be as infectious. You know what I mean? A good laugh is like that.
Yeah, we're loud, too. We're so loud. We really don't need neighbors. We need to be, like, on a remote island somewhere because we just,
I mean,
on top of being loud and laughing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're crazy, you know.
Crazy's good.
I mean, some people haven't called the police on us or anything.
Hey, you know, we're protected. We don't worry
protected.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do, family, to increase your joy, do something you love. I've been asking people for a while now, just doing my own little personal research. I ask people who are angry, like, well, do you do anything you love? And the common denominator is no, and I don't have time. I don't have time.
Don't have time. I work. I got kids. I go to school. I got a man. I got a woman. I got, you know, whatever. I got a dog. There's always time for joy.
Yeah. If you don't have any joy in your life, put joy in your life.
Mm.
If you're always making rights and you're mad doing making rights, start making less.
Mm.
It's as simple as that, family. Sometimes some of the best things I found is when I went a different route.
Mm.
You know everything on your current path. Do something different. You might not even know you like volleyball. You might not even know you like bowling until you try it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay in an ice skate. I don't even know what that means.
We're ice skating.
I don't know. That spirit put it in my head. I was like, ice skating. I'm going to go with it, spirit.
Before we move on, let me remind the family, if you would like to call in and give us a shout-out, got a question, comment, statement, just want to say what up. Phone number here is 619-924-0835. Let me repeat that. 619-924-0835. And if you're listening online, I'm sorry, and if you're already on the phone line and you have a question, just hit the number 1, and that'll let us know that you have a question for us.
And we want to hear from you tonight, family. This is a safe space, and regardless of your views, we won't judge you, and you won't be judged.
No.
And if you are judged, you won't know anyway.
No, we're a family here.
Yeah.
And we don't judge anyone. We don't care about any, you know. You know, if you have something that we don't agree on, we love you anyway.
We love you anyway.
That's all, because that's all we are.
And that's all we are.
And we got a caller already.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shout out to the caller 314-401. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. It's Erica in St. Louis.
Oh, what's going on, Erica? Hey, for those who don't know Erica, man, this is just one of the, this is a light soul right here, like
you
a light brain.
You're at the perfect time, Erica. We heard about joy, and you just knew, like, that's my
I mean, before she
I
said
heard
anything,
y'all
I mean,
when y'all say, you get angry, and then I was like, I was just yelling at my daughter, and I was like, say, when you get angry, you can get I said, oh, man, I got to listen now.
Let her tear it up. You can get another one. Let her tear it
man,
up.
Man, I was just so angry.
But now listen to you smiling. Don't you just feel better?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all it is. That's it right there.
It was Erica, like,
man,
perfect.
For those who don't know this all-star right here, she's a member of the spiritual super friend,
uh-huh.
You know, and the dream team. And she just has this way. When she walks into a room, you just feel her light. And, man, I just want to thank you for that, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Man. But what's going on today?
I just wanted to call in because I think this y'all, I don't know if this is the third night, but the time got me the first day, and I was like, man, oh, man, it's Eastern time, not Central time. And I waited till 7 o'clock on the dot. Oh, man, so I was like, okay, I seen her post today. I was like, oh, yeah, actually, that was like 2 minutes. It's not 58 minutes. It's about to start now. I actually caught it. I just wanted to listen in because I'm like, I know people's thinking about that stuff since that happened. And I just had to, I had to get out because Friday morning, I think I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, that night it was already sad when the two different victims. And then when I woke mm-hmm. up and got on Facebook and seen the police thing, I said, you know what? This is too much for me. I was just so angry at work. I'm like, I don't want to touch the news on at work. I don't want to be bothered with nothing. I just need some time because I'm overly, like, I'm listening too much, and it's only on Facebook because I don't watch the news. But it was just really getting to me that day, and my boss was like, we need to talk. You're usually not, like, I'm usually the happy one.
And
I was like, all the way angry, like all the way, like I don't want to hear nothing. I ain't got time to hear nothing else negative. I ain't got time for it.
Right.
That's a great defense mechanism you got by just clearing it out of your paradigm. Just not even focusing on it. That's something that you can do,
right.
And I accept that.
Right.
It's free. It's easy.
It's there. It's just you don't have to put all your energy right there. I say I'm channeling it. I am going to channel because there's so much energy out here. Why got to channel it right back to that way? I can use it for something else. Like,
right.
It's still positive out here. That's not the only thing that's here.
Right.
That's a great one right there. Take that energy and put it towards something else. Put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Do something else with that energy other than letting it just eat you up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Reconstruct that negative energy. Make it a snowball of positivity and throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man.
Well, thank you for coming in, Erica. We really appreciate you. We love you.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to me.
Oh, you always got a place here. You're a member of the dream team. Remember
That's right.
Anytime.
All right. You all have a great week and a nice week.
You too, sis. Peace.
Okay. Peace.
It's always good to hear from Erica, man.
I love Erica. Erica's like a ball of love and joy.
Yeah. She's like that favorite pillow you had when you were younger.
All right, we got another caller. Caller from the 412-339. Say your name and where you calling from.
What's up, family? This is Joxie. Calling from Pittsburgh.
Man, this dude right here, this is the future, fam. You might not know him now, but you will. Little cuz, what's going on, Joshy? Thanks for calling in, bro.
Peace, fam.
Peace.
What's
on your mind?
Just calling, you know, I missed the first two times. I wanted to show my support. You know, listen to Rail Station. I'm proud. And, you know, you're doing this, doing what you want to do. You know, I just wanted to call in, let you know I'm listening in right now. I've been listening since 7. I'm here with my woman right now, you know, she listening too.
Hey, Joshy,
hey,
woman. When we definitely linking up next week, because I want to take you out to that Vietnamese spot we had today. So keep your schedule open for next Sunday if you can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be out there next week, so we can definitely do that, cuz.
Cool, cuzzo. Man, but thanks for the love and support, and thank you, woman.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
She said you were welcome, of course.
Well, much peace and love, cuz.
Peace and love, fam.
Peace and love.
Peace. I love that dude, man.
I know, right?
Such a good dude. Always cool. Just
We saw his light a long time ago,
man. It's a joy when you see someone coming to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that untapped light that,
yeah,
you know, no one's giving him anything. He just got it on his own. I don't know, that's why we connected. I never really was deep in his head. I dropped some jewels here and there, and I just seen his eye twinkle like, really? I feel the same way.
His eye twinkle.
It's a manly twinkle. He's an MMA fighter, yeah. He ain't no joke. I'm just being real. But go ahead, babe.
All right, so we got one more caller in here. Caller from the 713-497. You're on the air. Please say your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, family. This the
the front row dream teamer.
Dream team is in effect.
Since y'all the twin flames, I'm going to be the third flame this Sunday.
Hey, that's what's up. We take as many flames as we can get. And for those who don't know, this is the sister Erica. I mean, they ain't Adrian. I was thinking of the Soul Glow fam. Yeah, this is our sister.
Yeah,
I know why you said Erica because I was thinking
man.
Erica because when she called in, I just had the biggest smile because I hadn't heard her voice in a few weeks. And I was like, wow, there we go, Erica in the building.
That's it. That's it. All day.
All day.
Man, I get the same feeling from both of y'all when I hear y'all voices. You know, it just makes you feel good.
That's what we try to do. That's what we try to do. I got a couple of things I want to touch on this week. As you can see, my list starting to get longer and longer. I'll say, first of all, I agree with you, Chris, about the laughter thing. Because I thought about it, you know, my third eye being open to what's going on in the world, and there's a lot of sadness going on. But, you know, I'm always thinking about something funny to counter that. And today I was, you know, joking around with one of my cousins, and I was like, you know, back in the 60s when they was protesting, and, you know, it was very much so more violent than it is now because you had dogs involved and water hoses. And I was like, I bet there was a lot of people at home just chilling, you know, like I'm not coming out there. And I was like, if I was incarnated during that time period, I was probably one of those people at home, like, nah, I'm just going to stay home and meditate and you know, work with my crystals, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like the same thing is going on today, and I feel the same way. Like, I'm just going to increase my vibration and try to spread love that way, you know. I mean, anybody that ask me anything about what's going on, I just tell them, look, it's not a good idea to go down there and protest and march. You know, the best thing to do is just stay away from all that.
And I think that's needed. I think that warriors are needed. Spiritual practitioners are needed. I think together is where we can make that change. And what you're doing is spot on. You know your role. You're not going out there trying
right.
to be a warrior that's not in your heart. So you're doing your part. So well, hey, I can me personally, I'm not much of a protester, marcher. That's not me. Nothing. I commend those people that's doing it. That's great. But I just never really been that type of dude. You know, I'm more of a stay at home. You know, seeing positive, like you, seeing positive vibes out, reach out to my ancestors and hopeful to the fact that others may do the same. You know what I mean? So, man, you playing your role. Yeah.
Put your family on your own.
I see that. It's two different battlefields. You know, it's the one that you can see with your physical eyes, and then it's a spiritual battlefield. And I'm on the front lines of that one all day, you know.
Man.
I'd rather be on those front lines than physically, you know.
Right. I read this book about the Haitian Revolution. It was about voodoo, but it talked about how Haiti, they broke away from slavery using the Ifa and Orishas and, you know, just collectively being on the same page spiritually, and how they were the only late nation to this day to revolt and be successful at it.
Mm.
You know, so they didn't use anything that was given to them, because if somebody's oppressing you and they're giving you something to use to supposedly save you, it won't work. They use their original tools, their ancient practices, nature, dreams, to get the signs they needed to revolt, and they did it successfully. And it's been proven that works. So we're being told that those practices are evil and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, thanks for those jewels.
Definitely, fam. I just want to build what y'all said, some light with y'all. And, you know, we rely on this positivity, and especially in times like this, you know, we need the family to keep everything uplifted. So I appreciate y'all. Peace and love.
Peace and love, sis, and we appreciate you back. And your light is always turned on here, so we accept.
Peace and love,
definitely.
Sis.
Peace. She's about to erupt. I just can't wait for her. She's just dropped on the scene.
Mm.
I know what Ali meant when he was talking about us now. He's biting his nails. I'm like, when y'all going to start something? When y'all going to start something? I'm like, dang, bro, I'm only 2 weeks in, bro. Let me figure out how to spill spirit real good first, bro. But, hey, I needed that. And I love that, brother, for that. That's Ali Myers. Look him up on Google if you don't know.
You know he gonna get you.
Don't talk about dragons on the air.
Man.
We gonna talk about that. Let's get to this. Yeah. All right.
You trying to maintain light. You trying to bring out the dark.
Woo.
Man. So we were talking about increasing joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think we touched on that a whole lot.
Yeah.
So what are some other things that we can do?
I think some other things we can do collectively is reach out to our ancestors for spiritual help.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might freak a lot of people out.
Mm.
There may be some people listening in who are not on the enlightenment path.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say ancestors, what do you mean by ancestors?
Well, let me say it so people can understand. When you go to a graveyard, you feel as if your ancestors are there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one place that regardless of what you believe, you deem as if it's safe for me to talk to my ancestors here. And that's just one space that you can talk to them. I talk to my ancestors all day, every day, but I really tap in at my altar.
Mm-hmm.
When I cut my candles on, I look at their pictures, I give them food, I give them water, I give them wine or whatever I want to give them.
And these are practices that a lot of people do at the graveyard.
At the graveyard, they
leave
bring
flowers, they light candles.
Libation. You know what I mean?
Sometimes they leave food or they eat with them, they sit down and talk with them. I've seen people take a nap at the graveyard.
Me too. I've even seen puppies cry at the graveyard.
Oh,
yeah. It was really touching, but the just to help along, just talking to your ancestors, asking them for guidance, that right there is something that you can do in these perilous times. You know, me personally, I no longer carry a weapon. I feel protected everywhere I go now. I mean, until I realize that I'm the weapon and that my spiritual family has me, I don't need a weapon anymore.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing about the protection from your ancestors is they're influencing powers. They're not going to talk to you like I'm talking to you guys right now, but their influence powers is just magnetized.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know how much power they have until you see the power work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a police officer pulls you over or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Your ancestors will tell that police officer, you know what, let that brother go.
Mm-hmm.
Just little bitty things that they just put in you, little seeds of joy they put in people's minds, and they put people in your path to benefit you. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot.
And we've heard first account, you know, statements of where this has happened to people,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, they were pulled over by the police,
mm-hmm.
and the police came to the car and changed their mind.
Yeah.
No, something told me to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give you a warning.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to our daughter.
Happened to our daughter.
Beating like I don't know what.
Yeah, lead foot. But this is one who has mojo bags in her car.
Yes.
She stays there in a Bacoa,
mm-hmm.
and we protect her.
Mm-hmm.
So when the cop pulled her over, he felt compelled to just let her go. She
mm-hmm.
said she had a great experience with that cop. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to give thanks to the spirits for looking out for our daughter, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, fam? I just think there's a lot of things around us spiritually wise, like the nature, the sun,
mm-hmm.
the moon,
mm-hmm.
the elements, earth, wind, fire, water, air. I mean, you know, just so much around us that we can give thanks to that just waiting to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine something. You got a daughter, you got all this money, and you just can't wait to give it to her. That's how the spirit works, fam.
That works.
You don't have to do nothing but ask.
So, Chris, you grew up in a very troubled area.
Damn.
The hood.
That's another name for it.
The ghetto.
It's another name for it.
And you experienced a lot of crazy incidents and stuff that happened with the police. And you weren't a bad person. You've never had a criminal record.
Mm-hmm.
You never slipped off, or you never just...
Well, I have slipped off.
Well, not to the police.
Yeah, not to the police. Yeah. I went around. I seen them beat people when I was growing up. They would beat the heck out of people.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't killing them yet.
Mm-hmm.
They were beating teeth out their face. So I seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, babe.
And, you know, into adulthood, I've been with you several times when we've been pulled over and harassed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was to the point where we would see the police and we would get so scared because we just knew they were getting ready to pull us over, and they would.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you're on this spiritual path, now that you're enlightened and everything, tell the fam about the type of experiences that you've had with the police now.
Oh, wow. Since I've had my altar up, since I've purchased my protection medallion, and since I've just been really aware of the spirit, I have no interaction with the police family. I have none. They don't bother me. They don't pull me over. It's as if they don't see me.
Mm.
And it's real, because since I was 16, I've been getting pulled over nonstop every month.
Nonstop.
I mean, it was so bad in one neighborhood that we had to move. Because I couldn't even go to the grocery store at night without getting pulled over. And it was just funny. Like, man, this is starting to get funnier. Are they watching me?
Mm-hmm.
But
he was getting pulled over because the car that we had was in my name. Well, it was in both of our names.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my name was like the primary name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the car with you. And they're flipping out like, well, this isn't your car.
Who's Nicole? Where's Nicole?
And I'm like, here. Present.
Yeah.
I'm in the passenger side. What's the problem?
Yeah, when they came to the door to see me, the first thing, they didn't ask for license or registration. Get out the car, sir. And I was like, man. Handcuff, get pat down. I'm like, sir, I got used to bathroom, sir.
Man, it didn't matter if we had our daughter who was a baby at the time.
Mm-mm.
In the car. They, you know, they couldn't find anything on Chris. They would come after me. They wouldn't know if I had a record. They wouldn't know if my baby had a record. I was like, really? She's just a baby. They was like, we don't care. You know, it was nuts.
Yeah, it was wild. But, you know, the spirit has always been with us, whether we knew we were on the path or not. So we were always let go. I may have been detained for an hour, hands swelling up from these tight handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
but they always let me go. So I'm thankful for that. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I choose to look at that as that was something that we had to give that particular officer needed that experience to know that, okay, yeah, you look like an evil crazy.
Do I look
like crazy? Oh, I'm sorry. I started going low, didn't I?
Crazy, man.
We you know, this is what may be going on in your mind.
I guess.
You know, I don't look at you that way.
Well, that's
a
question.
Yeah. But, you know, you may lose track of my thoughts.
Well, you know, everything, anger is a choice.
Yeah.
You know, anger isn't a sense, nor is it real. Anger is solely dependent upon your connection to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that again, family.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is dependent upon your connection to the situation.
Say it one more time.
Anger is dependent upon your connection to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, break that down a little bit.
Well, anger can be your biggest enemy or your biggest friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the hood and someone comes in your hood and they kill someone, you're going to think, oh, my goodness, they're in my hood. I'm mad, blah, they're Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't even know what happened. You don't even know what's going on, how they got killed, what they do to get killed. I mean, it's all about perception. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like what we were just talking about, like when before we were on the spiritual path and we would see the police,
mm-hmm.
we believed that we were going to get pulled over, and so we would.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're driving down the street and we're loud and tackling and music blasting.
And we
see the police and we're just like, we wave at them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how you doing?
I don't
this
wave.
Is the
I look straight. I don't know about you, but
man,
I look straight. I even stopped chewing my gum.
You know what? I used to be like that, but now it's just like, you know, I see him and it's like.
You are like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm seeing you throw up the peace sign. I'm like, she's trying to get me locked up. We got the spirit, but come on, man. Put that peace sign down. They might not see the index finger, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with that Beyonce song out right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy.
A song, too. Boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, though, before we finish up,
I
forgot to address this earlier. Mm. So earlier, the intro song, family, that was Jill Scott, Golden. Love some Jill Scott. But that song, Golden, if that wasn't, like, the perfect song for today, I just don't know.
If you weren't bobbing your head to that, if you don't know the words to that song... If you don't know Live My Life Like a Golden, Golden, Live My Life Like a Golden, Golden, if you don't know that, you don't know joy. Because that song right there, what does gold mean to you, babe?
Gold to me means just abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It means light.
Mm-hmm.
It means it just means like.
Everything good.
Everything good.
Yeah.
You know what they say about gold, right?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. But hey,
it's good to have it, right?
It's good to have it. You caught me off guard right there. I like it, though. It's all good. Man, you funny, man.
Man, all right. So, anyway, back to this anger thing.
Yeah. Anger is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want the family to be mindful of the triggers that cause you to get mad and angry and upset.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn your triggers, you can refrain from being triggered. It's kind of like knowing your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know your enemy, they can attack you from many angles and you not even know. But if you know your enemy, you're aware of your enemy, when you see your enemy coming, you can assess the situation versus just being reactive.
Right.
And that's
right.
What I want my family to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are going to hear me say this a lot. Being militant-minded, but not militant-acting.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is a jewel that I live my life by. I'm always thinking about ways to get out of situations, ways to maximize my current situation. But all you see is a smile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's being militant-minded, but not militant-acting. Not militant in a, let's kill somebody. Not that, not a strategic-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, strategic-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So, man.
You know, I know a lot of people get mad when they say, you know, why should I have to be nice to a police officer after they pulled me over and... You know, I mean, who doesn't, when you're at work and you have to deal with the public, who wants to deal with someone with a bad attitude?
Man, I know I don't.
I know, right?
A bad attitude is like bad socks.
Right.
It stinks.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But, you know, and I know that there are times where people get pulled over and, no, they can do things that are completely by the book and right, and they still get attacked. And we're not, you know, in those particular incidents, family, I believe that those situations are set up to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there, when you do everything right, but somehow life still deals that out to you, I believe that's something that happened before you came into this life. You came into this life knowing that you had to do a certain, play a certain role or run out a certain, you know, thing that had to happen. And
you got to learn from those situations.
You
got to
learn, yeah. You know, it could have been that, you know, you're here so that other people can learn about.
That's
what
they keep coming up, like over. You keep finding yourself getting pulled over. You keep finding yourself, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you learn from it. Mm-hmm. Until you learn from it, it's going to keep popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes us to our next thing, the law of correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know how much you love the law of correspondence.
Man, this is my lifesaver, family. Like Nikki said, you know, growing up in a hood, you know, things seemed rough. And I realize now that you attract what you are. Whatever frequency you are on, that's the type of energy you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only hate energy, you're going to attract more hate in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
If you always talking about this and always talking about anger and all that stuff, it's not going to get you nowhere but a bunch of more angered stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Divine, we choose to focus on positive things.
Mm-hmm.
People boycotting. I like Vietnamese food. I'm a god. I do what I want to do. I had a tasting for some Vietnamese food, and I support my Vietnamese brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. And they're always nice to us when we come down there anyway. They show us nothing but love.
The owner comes out and show us love. That's love. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you guys doing? You know, I love me right now, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to be careful about, because it's hard to, you know, when you have all this stuff that's around you all the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's on social media, your family's calling you up and telling you about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to kind of put that shield up when everyone is coming at you with it. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the only thing I can tell you, fam, is half of enlightenment is not an easy path.
It's a lonely path.
It can be lonely, but luckily we're here.
Yeah, we are here. I mean, once you tap in, right. you're going to be guided, and you'll just find yourself around like-minded people.
Yeah, but it will be lonely in the beginning.
It will be lonely in the beginning.
People going
to look at you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Your immediate, your family will. I'm going to just be real. Your family going to look at you like crazy. They don't believe what you believe. So don't feel bad, and don't be feared.
Mm-hmm.
That's fear, man. Stop being scared. Be a warrior. Start
mm-hmm.
with baby steps. You know, I was a yes man. I was always trying to make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to say no names, but they listening. They told me to start saying no. Start saying no. And I was like, you know what, let me try. Start saying no, start making people mad. But I started feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
I started tapping into my joy by saying no.
Mm-hmm.
I started appreciating my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, fam?
Mm-hmm. It goes back to finding your joy. And
mm-hmm.
you know. All the other good stuff.
I just think that, you know what, there's so much power in our collective consciousness. It's just, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Back to like the Haiti Revolution. I mean, yeah, the Haiti Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
How they used the collective consciousness and the Orishas to help them liberate themselves from slavery. I mean, since that happened, I never heard anything about that in school or anything like that. You know, when I was in school, you heard about late slavery, heard about Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman.
Never heard of it.
I just thought that, all right, Abraham Lincoln signed this paper, and all of a sudden, slavery's over.
Right.
I was like, man, that paper was, man, where can I get some of that paper from?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as when I became an adult and I started doing research, I realized that, man, the stuff that worked to get us out of slavery, we weren't taught about.
Yeah.
And to this day, we still think it's bad, so I'm not going to give you everything. I want to drop some breadcrumbs so you guys can go out there and start doing some research,
mm-hmm.
going out there reading what really happened and stop believing what people are saying.
And I think that's something that a lot of people do. You know, you would think with as much technology that we have right now, with all this information, we're in the information age, you can go here, you can watch this, you can read that. And people are still waiting for someone else to tell them what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show of what the true nature of this whole thing is about.
Mm.
This whole thing is set in motion to give us, to put us at a place where we're so low, we're so mad, sad, we're angry, we want to fight, we're scared.
Wait in the water. You know, I'm not no wait in the water, dude. Well, that, what's that song about? I don't even know. All I know about that song is it's real sad. I don't want to ever sing nothing like that, man. Ooh, but at the time, I guess it was my fault, baby. Go ahead.
No. But, yeah, this is all something that, you know, when we talk about, you know, your altars, doing rituals and building your energy and stuff like that, we're not the only ones doing this, fam.
Yeah. Your so-called enemies are hard body on it.
They're like masters on it.
They're doing it with an ing. They're doing it. They're doing it big time, babe.
With an ing.
And they understand the more we feed into negative situations, the more it consumes us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes for negative and positive things. The more you focus on positive things, the more positive this consumes you. I don't know, but, you know, when I was growing up, I don't know why negativity was just the talk of the town.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like it was a contest. My daddy ain't around. My mama on drugs. I don't know my daddy. You know, it was just like, it was cool to be like, who's the worst?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, man, I got good at focusing on the bad things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's duality in everything, family. There's a tree of death and a tree of life. It's up to you to pull from the tree of life or the tree of death.
Mm.
Whichever tree you pull from the most, that consumes you.
Mm.
There's a lot of walking dead people out here because all they do is consume and just feast off the tree of death.
Mm.
When a tree of life is beautiful, it's flourishing, life is all around you, but you, just for some reason, can't perceive it. And it's just, man, it's just, it's sad.
It is sad. It saddens me when I'm in joy and I'm loving life and I see, you know, other people around me and they don't see the same things that I see.
You know what I do? I used to see someone that was less fortunate and I used to be like, but now I smile at them.
Aww.
Not that I'm happy that they're less fortunate, but I show them what joy is. Like, hey, I show them all 31 teeth. I showed them all of them.
And that's good because what they say is true, that smiling is addicting.
It is addicting.
You know, if someone doesn't smile back at you, they wanted to smile, but they just too much of a meanie to let it out.
Oh, you know what? Meanie.
Meanie.
I want to cross meanies all the time.
Man.
Because I try to do things like I see somebody, I catch her eye. If I see your light shine, I smile back.
Mm-hmm.
Not the flirtatious way, but it's like namaste. My soul recognize your soul.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if I come across a person perpetrating the light bringer and I smile back and they give me a frown, I chuckle out loud. And that chuckle is to let them know, I see you, meanie. That's what that is. And they get so mad, so I get joy when they get mad at me being joyful.
Yeah, because it's funny.
It is funny. Meanie.
You're meanie.
Sorry, fam. I had a human moment there. Ooh, sorry, fam.
Oh, you're so nuts. All right. Where do we leave off at?
Well, right now we're talking about, like, hate and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
One thing I want people to be aware of is the vampire of hate.
Ooh.
It's like a vampire bite.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear something negative, someone wants to just share it. And if you succumb to that, you've just been bitten.
Yeah.
I mean, but my thing is, don't be willing to take the bite of fear or anger in your lives, fam. Even if you hear something negative, don't succumb to it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hear negativity, what I do, I don't say anything. I give some people, is that right? That's what I tell them. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's our line. You know, Divine Queen started using that on me. I would say something negative. She'd be like, is that right? After the 12th time I heard that, I was like, why you keep doing that? She was like, I don't want to feed into your negativity. And I was like, wow, babe, I like that. So I do that now. So someone tries to bite me, I say, is that right?
It's a great tool because they're oblivious to what you're doing. They think you're down what you're saying. You're in your own little world just acknowledging them so that they get the heck out. Go back to your joy.
Come on. In most cases, when you take the vampire bite, the poison of negativity and fear consumes you until you pass it along. It's not a physical bite. It's like a negative spiritual parasitic bite. And it must be passed along or extinguished by choice. And is that right? It's my extinguisher. It stops with me. You have all of the power.
That's right.
I see something. You'll never see no negative video on my post because when I see it, if I choose to watch it, I say, is that right? And I don't share it.
That's right.
Stop sharing this craziness, fam. Unless you're out there needing help, you know what? Just stop sharing the negativity, fam.
And I understand with the incident with the man who was killed and his fiance filmed it, and I believe she filmed it live.
It was live.
And I understand that. I get it. That was, you know, she had to put that out there, and people do need to be aware of what's going on. We're not saying that, you know, just ignore the world and, you know, go running daisies and, you know, all that kind of crap. Address it, acknowledge it, and move on.
That's it.
And move on.
Move on.
Because if you, it's like you said, it's like a vampire bite. And once you get bit, you're contaminated. And it's like you have this low vibrational STD.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. A spiritual low vibratory STD. And S stands for spiritually.
Yeah. Ooh. Spiritually transmitted.
We'll think about it later. I like that.
Ooh, okay.
Man.
So anyway, but yeah, and like you said, you get bit, you're contaminated, and what do people do when they have STDs?
Pass it along.
They pass it on.
They pass the Dutchie.
And sometimes they don't even, that was funny, but sometimes they don't even realize that they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's like they don't know they have it, and they're having unprotected sex, and they're passing it on.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they're bit, don't even know they've been bit. Some people welcome the bite. They say, here's my jugular. They run at you neck first, like, bite me. Some people like that.
Some people like being mad. Some people eat this kind of vibration up right now. They love being mad. They love yelling. They love going out marching. They love to preach. You know, they eat that kind of stuff up. I say that's ego.
That is ego. It's like an egoic cake. And hate is one ingredient. Fear is another ingredient. Gossip is another ingredient. And the cake never gets made. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I don't like to spread gossip. You know, I'm still working on my ego. I'm not an egoic master yet. In no way am I that. But I'm conscious enough of my egoic errors or flaws, and I'm working on them. That's all. Spirit, that's all that matters, just working on yourself. That's the whole premises of this radio show, is to let people know out here that there's some other people out here just like you going through the same things you're doing, but we're choosing an enlightened spiritual path on everything. Nothing that's been given to us, we're creating our own path. We're creating our own path through this wilderness. You know what I'm saying, fam?
Let's talk about the old way.
Me, personally, I'm not a fan of the old way. You know what I mean? After a while, shoes need to be replaced. If we still working in the same 1930s church shoes, thinking it's going to be a comfortable walk, I'm sorry, fam, it's not. That worked back then because people were more compassionate about them back then a little bit. I don't know about that.
People were just really caught up in, you know, like we were saying earlier, people don't do their own research or anything like that. They're waiting to be told what to do.
We're slaves of convenience, I think.
I remember when I was a kid, I remember something happened. I don't remember what it was, but something happened. And I remember my family being like, yeah, Jesse Jackson's going over there. He's going to save the day with Jesse Jackson.
He got those prisoners free.
Yeah.
Well, we were told that it is.
Yeah, who knows?
So come on now. Speak the language. Jesse didn't even, he don't even know Spanish. I don't know if Jesse knows Spanish or not, but I don't know what that got to do with it. But All I seen was Jesse get on the plane, get off the plane, and he was raising his hand. He was like, Jesse doesn't see. I'm like, Jesse did? Come on, man.
And after that, it was like, he was like our new savior. Yeah. He wasn't me. Everybody, oh, you couldn't say nothing bad about Jesse Jackson.
Nothing bad about Jesse Jackson. The conclusion, he was always saying some word that didn't make sense to me at the time. I was like 9 years old, so.
And, I mean, what I'm getting at is that instead of us going in, going within, you know, choosing ourselves as our saviors, you know, going to our higher selves, to our spirit, to our ancestors, to the gods, to the creator, we chose to put it into other human beings.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've done repeatedly throughout, you know, since what, slavery?
Well, my thing is, no one's going to help you.
Nope.
Some people are lucky to get help, but for the majority of people listening, no one's going to help you.
You got to help yourself.
By looking within. Mm-hmm. Once you tap into who you are, only then can your light shine and then inspire others. It don't work the other way.
Yeah.
If you down and out, you don't have no money.
How do you following you.
Yeah. They're going to teach a Rothschild how to make some money and you don't, can't even buy food. And that's where a lot of people at right now.
Yeah.
They can't buy food. They're trying to tell me how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
No, but no one's going to help you, fam. You got to help yourself. And the way to do that is by looking within.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds cliche, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. For those who don't know, you haven't tapped in yet. Try it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like to think that you don't know what a good thing is, what you have going on, until you experience something bad. I think that sometimes we get so caught up in just everyday mundane things that we forget we're gods, that we forget that, you know, there's love and joy and happiness and peace and light and everything, and we're just walking through missing it.
Yeah.
You know, so we need reminders that, hey, you know, yeah, this bad thing happened over here, but, you know what I was doing when all this bad stuff was going on?
What's that, man?
I was out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was spending time with my daughter.
Yeah, you were.
You know, I was having fun.
Yeah.
I was shopping. I was looking for a new piece for my altar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing things that brought me joy because I didn't want to get caught up in what was going on in the world.
And that's the tip right there. That's another. I'm gonna reiterate that. Find what brings you joy and learn how to tap into that feeling at will.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to feel bad in order to know what it is to feel good. I remember when I first started taking Wing Chun years ago, I had an issue with being soft. You know, Wing Chun is a female fighting style, and it's 90% of it is softness, being really soft. You can't feel if you're tense. Your hands are like your antennae, so you got to be able to be soft to react to blows when they come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And after about my first 6 months years ago, my master was like, Chris, you have an issue with being soft. You know, you're a big guy and all, but this isn't a time to be hard. And I was like, well, I'm having an issue being soft, sir. He was like, well, get as tight as you can. So he said, hold it for 30 seconds. So for 30 seconds, I'm like squeezing everything in my body real hard. And after the 30 seconds, he was like, now relax. And then I relaxed, and he seen it on my face. He was like, that's soft right there. Close your eyes and feel the softness throughout your whole body. Remember that. So the next time I tell you to be soft, remember that soft feeling. So sometimes you have to go through negativity to realize what soft is.
Mm-hmm.
So when negativity comes in your way, don't act like, oh, my God, I want to just run away from this negativity. Embrace it, but your actions are going to be soft. That's the point I was trying to get off to you, fam.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that love the martial arts and the kung fu and
ooh, that was deep. That was deep and light. I try to reach everybody where they are, babe. I really do. I really do.
I'm just teasing.
I know you are.
I love your martial arts.
Hey, man, hey. I'm just trying to teach folks how to tap into their joy if I can. You know, right now, there's a lot of adults right now that are damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to tap into their joy. I made a post about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Play with your kids. Talk to your kids about what brings them joy.
Mm.
You know, I once heard the master say that kids are nature's joy conductors.
Mm.
And when he said that, he might not have said it exactly like that, but that's what was filtered through my mind. Like, wow, if kids are nature's joy conductors, I need to tap into more kids, like being friendly with them, playing with them, you know, just seeing what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he also mentioned talk to your kids. Talk to kids, ask them what brings them joy. And in time, once you spend enough time with kids and you're playing and acting like a kid, you remember what joy is and how it feels. That's it, family. We all have it in us. We just have to find that childlike state inside and tap into it. And I know there are a lot of single parents out there who think that they always have to be strong and hard around their kid because you're missing your other mate. That's not always the case. Sometimes showing someone your soft side will help them to develop theirs.
Mm.
You know, far too often where I'm from, all we learned was the hard side of things, and it produced a lot of hard-minded people, men and women.
Mm.
You know, the woman that helped my mom raise me was hard. She was like a drill sergeant.
Mm.
I mean, I love her to death because she taught me consistency. She built a lot of character in me, and she taught me about structure. But my mom was real soft, and she taught me how to be soft. So what I was lacking from a male perspective, my great aunt Emma helped me, and my mother showed me what love was. So I had that balance. So always remember that when you're dealing with your children, keep a little bit of joy for them. You whoop that butt. After you're done, hug them and hold them and tell them why you did it. And they will hug you back. You don't want your kids saying, "I wish my mama died." You know how y'all used to do when y'all get whipped. I can't stand that. You don't want that, fam. You don't want that.
No, you didn't go there.
I'm just being real. I never said it, but I heard other children do it. I love my mom. Boy.
He's so silly. One of the things that you said in that post, I read that post. That was a good post.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you said in that post was, you know, act like a kid when no one's looking.
Oh.
I say act like a kid when everyone is looking.
I like that.
You know, me and Devin, we were out the other day, and we were in public, and we were doing the Snapchat videos. And I know to people who didn't know what we were doing, it probably looked nuts, you know, making faces at the camera and stuff like that. But we were having a ball. We didn't care what people thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were just doing our own thing.
I love when y'all do y'all thing because it's just y'all just be in y'all own little world.
Yeah.
I have to pull out my phone just to have something to do sometimes when I'm around y'all. I want to be like, "Daddy's here, can I join?" Y'all give me that note, "This is women time." I'd be like, "Man, I knew I should have had a son." Man.
Oh, whatever.
You know, I'm done. One and done here, fam. I'm loving this emptiness that's soon to come.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
I just want to send a reminder to the family, if you would like to call in and say what's up or have a question or a comment, you can call us at 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, just hit number 1. That'll let us know that you want to speak, and we'll bring you on through.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that I like to do.
What do you like to do?
I like to talk to my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
The sun.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
My spiritual guides.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're the sun connoisseur, so I'm going to leave this one for you, babe.
I'm not a sun. Well.
You are.
I
claim it.
I'm a sun junkie. Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I like to go out and spend time with the sun, meditate, solar gaze, do my solar work, communicate with the sun, you know, and since I have been, you know, on this journey and just embracing life even more and recognizing the God in myself, you know, I've been seeing these stronger blinks and a stronger connection with the sun. It's just amazing. All right, looks like we got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and bring this person on through. This is caller from the 513-371. Please say your name and where you're calling from. Peace, fam.
It's Tanya Huffman. From Albany, Ohio. Hello, family.
Now, this is my little sister right here, yeah. Man.
Oh,
For those who don't know, this is a legend in the making. Love this little girl right here. Yeah, she's getting up there in age, but she's always been my little girl. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, T?
Nothing much. Been listening since 7. I'm so
That's
proud of you.
I know, right? I'm proud of us too. Up in here doing this thing. We got about 25 callers online right now. I don't know how many people listening online, but man, I'm just loving all the support.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
Yeah. It's amazing how y'all been around each other since high school and how y'all can finish each other's sentence. I'm like, oh, they go good together. Yes.
I remember when me and Nikki first met, you were just 5 years old.
So was she only 5?
She was only 5. I know. That's when we first met. And I mean, as far as she can remember, you've always been around her.
Yeah.
As far as she can remember, pretty much.
Dang.
I know, right?
That's
when we were living in Atlanta, she came down and she hung with us, was up to like 6 in the morning every night. Woo! Well, what's going on, T? Thanks for the support. I appreciate you calling in. What's going on?
Nothing. Just listen to y'all. I was like, oh, everybody be quiet. It's 7 o'clock. Got to listen. Y'all watch our cartoon. Leave me alone.
I'm loving it. Man, I appreciate you calling in, sis. I mean, me and this girl right here, we brother and sister. And unlike most brother and sisters, we don't fight.
We've never
had an argument. We've never talked at each other bad. When we see each other, it's always hugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been busy lately, but you know the love is always there.
Mm-hmm.
We just got,
yes,
me, her, and our mom, we just got like a special relationship.
Yeah.
We've always had a strong loving connection. You know what I mean? I love that about my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And I was like, oh, look at you talking about Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Annie, that's the woman who helped. Well, you know it, but she's the woman that made me who I am. I she's on my altar, and I give thanks to her daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish that when I was younger, when she passed, when I was 20, if I could have really let her know how much I felt about her, how much I loved her. But at that time in my existence, I wasn't really comfortable in expressing myself yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's all about growth. Now I'll hug you and kiss you on your cheek until some saliva run down your neck.
Alrighty.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
You can keep the saliva part. You can just give me a hug.
Right. Well, T, I love you and I appreciate you calling in, sis.
No problem.
I'll
be
listening next Sunday.
Please do. You better.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. That's my little niece, Maya. Tell her I said, hey, Maya. Hey, Tony. Hey, little Christopher. She. That's my family, man.
Mm-hmm. Love the fam. All right, we got another caller. Caller from the 513-307. You're on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Carolyn, and I'm calling to
express. That's my mommy.
Yes, me. I'm really enjoying this show, especially the little tips about negativity. You know me, I can be the queen of negativity at times. But being around you guys is very infectious, and I would look at you and say, why are they so happy all the time? You know? So... I feel like I'm getting a little bit away in me. You suggested that I should open up my windows, so my windows are always open. The shades are always open, and, you know, I can see the sun, and I can see the trees, and I see things a little differently now, you know. And I'm happy about that. And I know sometimes when I'm talking to guys, I might say something, you know, that might be a little negative. And I know that because you get very, very quiet. Okay.
In our mind, we're going, is that right?
Yeah, well, that makes me think, you know, like, oh, wow, what did I say? What did I do? So that makes me aware, too. So I'm more conscious. I try to be a little bit more conscious of what I'm saying, you know. So I want to thank you for that, you know. And I'm a work in progress, step at a time, you know.
We all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all are. You know, I thank you for bringing that up because one of the things that I remember, you know, when you brought that to our attention was like, oh, man, I know I'm being negative because you guys get quiet. And, you know, we laughed about it, but we responded that, you know, we understand that everybody needs to vent. Sometimes we can get so consumed with emotions and lower level thinking and feelings and everything like that. And if you don't get it out, it's just going to fester in you. So, and I get that. We all get that. We all go through those moments where you just kind of got to have your moment and get it out. And once you get it out, you just feel so much better. You take a deep breath, you know, you give thanks, you know, do things like look at the sun, look at your kids, look at your altar, think of your ancestors, think of your family, your loved ones, whatever. And like that, it's gone.
I like the way your mom talks to us because she knows we don't accept the bite.
Yeah.
What she's doing is right. She knows she can cleanse herself from the bite by giving us the bite, but we're going to extinguish it. So that bite path is gone.
We got our immunization in.
Right.
You know,
We got our spiritual. we take our spiritual vaccination.
There you go. There you go.
So we can't be bit by the parasitic spiritual vampire bite. So, I mean, for those that can take the negativity, consume it, and reconstruct it to something positive, try to bite me if you like.
But don't try to bite me, but try and bite Chris.
Bite me. But for those who don't know, I know Nikki said her piece. Carol, man, I mean, this is like my mom. You know, she's always been there for me when I needed her too. You know, it was just, I've been around a lot. I've been blessed to have a lot of great women in my life. I remember when I went to college, one of the first things, because Carol was one of those mothers that loved to read. She was always reading a book. I go over to Nikki's house, I'm like, who reading this 900-page book? The bookmark is on page 855. Who is reading this? And my mom just picked it up last weekend. I was like, your mom read like that? So I would just ask her questions, and it's an honor for me to be a man now, and she's turning around and asking me questions. And I just feel so grateful that you look at me as a source of information and knowledge from someone who's accustomed to getting knowledge, and they're asking me.
Yeah.
It's an honor to always be there for you, and I would never turn you away, Carol.
Aww.
Man.
Well, you never get too old.
Wait till we get some more sounds. I'm going to sound crazy.
Next week. What were you saying, Carol? I missed the last part.
No, I said you never get too old to learn. So you
That's
can learn from anyone, you know, and you can learn something new every day. And, you know,
and
just
you learn
on you,
new,
I can learn something new every day.
You can't learn anything.
That's true.
Let me just shut up.
I'm just ignoring your daughter right now. She's pulling my shirt off laughing so hard. Jeez.
I know. So I just wanted to congratulate you guys.
I guess I'm just tickled because you're on the phone.
And she sounds good.
Because, you know, we know mom. She doesn't, she's like,
She's
very private.
She's a
doesn't.
7.
She, you know, she's into groups and everything, and she likes stuff, but she doesn't really say a whole lot.
Yeah.
And it's not because, you know, she's trying to be a certain way. It's just that she's very private and low-key, and, you know, I love that about her.
It means a lot when someone that's low-key, they give you props.
Because,
you know, it takes a lot for them to do that. It
right.
takes a lot for some people to lift their index finger and hit 1 and then speak.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me, man. It just, I love the support. Man. I'm just glad that everyone's taking away something positive. You're more than welcome, Carol.
And I'm going to let you talk to some other callers. I know they're dying to get some advice from you guys. So congratulations once again. Very good show. And I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Sarah.
Love you.
Love you
all.
Love you
too. All right. Bye.
Man, it's just all the love we're getting.
I love love.
I love love too.
Do you love love?
I'm about to make a song. Well, Jill Scott already did it. La 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 la. Yeah. Damn. You don't like it, I don't care. I love it.
Oh man. This is just such a great show.
It has.
I was, you know, I gotta say I was a little concerned at first because I was like, I don't know, should we do a show? Should we address this? Uh-huh. You know. Are we feeding into the negativity? I don't want to bring my vibration down.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone calls in angry? No.
But what did we do? We took the negativity.
We did it anyway.
We did it anyway. But we're putting a positive, enlightened hue on it.
Exactly.
Yes, some negative things happen, but just use your time wisely and focus on all the beauty in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Time should be a currency. I remember Justin Timberlake made that movie called In Time.
Oh, that was good.
That was ingenious. Forget money. Everything was about how much time you had.
That might be a good future show.
That will be a metaphysical movie to break down In Time coming up soon.
Anyway, you were saying.
I was just talking about how priceless time is and don't allow situations or issues to consume your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time is the juice that allows your ideas and your development of your spirituality or whatever you're doing to flourish. Without time, you don't have time to think about what you need to do to advance yourself. So if you hear something negative and you let that bite stick with you,
mm-hmm.
when you have time, you're just going to be festering in that little negative zone. And that's not what you should be doing, fam.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to take that negativity, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Or compartmentalize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And don't let it fester in you.
There it is.
One last thing I want to leave to the family is taking your power back.
Hey, how do you take your power back?
You never really lose your power.
Ooh.
Your ancestors are always with you, family, whether you believe they are or not.
Mm.
Whether you know or not, they're still with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're just dying for you to acknowledge them and accept them in your life.
And not only them, but the gods are out there waiting. The angels are out there waiting. Your spirit guides are out there. They're waiting for you to address them so they can work for you.
Yeah. It's kind of like a zoo, a spiritual zoo.
Mm.
But when we go see animals, they can see us.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to see us, they're in a different, like, realm or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see them, but they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you acknowledge them, they will give you confirmation. And you'll feel like, is this life?
Mm.
This is, I don't even know what else to say to the family.
Man. I mean, we've hit on some pretty amazing things.
We have.
Know?
We really have.
And, you know, I hope that this, well, you know, I will that this helps
mm-hmm.
everyone because I hate to see people, you know, just down and beaten up and
mm-hmm.
angry and sad and scared to, you know, just face life.
Mm.
You know, we got to remember, you know, who we are.
Right.
Who are we? We're gods. Gods don't deal with negativity.
We don't.
You know, we don't care about, you know, petty and
yeah.
mundane.
Yeah.
If it's not serving your higher self,
leave it alone.
Drop it.
Quick, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, fast like Ramadan.
But yeah, fam, we got to remember who we are and why we came here.
I want the fam to do something for me, and that's just breathe.
Mm.
I went to a Bondo seminar, a Burmese fighting style seminar yesterday, and the first 30 minutes all we talked about was just breathing, how to maximize our strength, our mental clarity, through breathing.
Mm.
Breathing in through the nose, letting it circle around your cranium, all down your back spine, down through your toes, up your stomach, up your sternum, and out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So while they were saying that, I was thinking, wow, I can use my breathing for healing.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm doing that, breathing in all that air from my nose, through my cranium, down my back, I'm thinking, God heals me. And as I breathe out, God loves me. I breathe in again. I am safe. I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
I breathe out. I breathe in. I'm healing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Use your nature around you to heal you. Trick
mm-hmm.
your mind into thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
All is mind and mind is all.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, go to Google and type it in. All is mind and mind is all.
Google that, please.
Just Google it. I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Google it. And for those who are not using Google on a daily basis, shame on you. Shame on you.
Well, you know, some people don't like to use Google.
Some people look within.
Go to Google within.
Yeah, spiritual Google.
That's what I was about to say. I go to spiritual Google.
Hey, once you tap in, you can spiritual Google.
Yeah,
but up until then, all you need to say it.
Meditation is a great way to, you know, calm soul, calm the mind,
release tension, healing.
Heal yourself.
It feels like a spiritual bath when you meditate.
Mm-hmm.
When I came from my altar today, I was just sitting over there in a zone, like, whoa. When I'm done, I have this spiritual euphoric feeling of bliss.
Mm.
If you're into feeling euphoric feelings of bliss, start meditating.
You make that sound so good. You should be like on a commercial selling ad.
If you're interested in feeling euphoric feelings of bliss, meditate. And that's all I'm saying, family. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that, you know, meditating is something hard. They can't do it. You know, meditating is one conscious breath in and one conscious breath out.
And I like that. Say that again, babe.
Meditation is one conscious breath in
mm-hmm.
and one conscious breath out.
That's deep. Mm-hmm. For those who haven't meditated or started meditating, just think of those words. Being conscious of your breath. Being conscious of your breath coming in through your nose. Feel the breath traveling up your nose, down your spine, down your toes, up your radius and all, I mean, you know, fibia and tibia, just feel it everywhere. Feel it.
Mm-hmm. Get outside.
Mm.
Get fresh air. Get in the sun.
Breathe deep. Expel all air out of your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Then breathe deep again. Do that for 10 minutes a day.
And if you can't get outside, open your windows.
I hope you got a window.
Open your blinds or your curtains or whatever. I don't think I
win those
too.
I like how your mom says she's opening the blinds now. She's
mm-hmm.
feeling so much better. When I
mm-hmm.
see her, she's looking better. I'm like, man, girl, you're aging the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
She's been drinking that Benjamin Button juice or something. Man. I was looking at a picture of her like 10 years ago. She looks better now.
Yes.
She locked her hair up.
Mm-hmm.
She's been reading and doing spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
and she looks better. And that's one thing that I've learned, that when you rock on this spiritual path, that's the best Noxzema you can use.
Mm-hmm.
I look better now than I did 10 years ago, in my mind.
I like how you added that last
one. I had to, because, boy, I'm trying to hide the crown up. That's no longer ugly? No. That's another thing, fam. Just laugh out loud.
Don't care about who's around you and who's looking and what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Screw them.
Laugh.
Enjoy yourself.
Just start laughing. If it's quiet, just start laughing. Everyone's going to turn at you and wonder, what are they laughing at? Give them eye contact and show them your tonsils. That's what we do.
Whew. Oh, man, this has been such a good show, and I'm so happy that we were here to share all this love and light and just greatness with you, fam. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and close out the call. You want to say anything?
I just want to say peace, love, and light and just love yourselves, people. Look yourself in the mirror tonight before you go to bed. Tell yourself that you love you.
All right. Peace and love, family. We will you the rest of this beautiful weekend, and we'll see you next Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
Sweet.
Flame Radio. Peace and love.